It's now official. Democrat John Kerry was cheated out of votes in the 2004 presidential election. Actually, make that one vote. When the nation's 538 electors met earlier this week to cast their votes in the Electoral College, one of them broke the rules. The unnamed elector from Minnesota cast his or her vote not for John Kerry, as the state's voters had directed, but for Kerry's running mate, John Edwards. Of course, this didn't change the outcome, but it did get Slate columnist Timothy Noah thinking about what are known as faithless electors.
The state of Minnesota has a squeaky clean tradition of good government, but you can get too much of a good thing. The case of Minnesota's mystery faithless elector is a timely example. Article 2 of the Constitution says that electors must vote by ballot, but it doesn't stipulate that the ballot be secret. In practice, electors in most states do not cast their votes secretly. Typically, they either submit signed ballots or they cast their votes orally, which is a technical violation of Article 2, but nobody seems to care. In Minnesota, however, electors cast their votes this week by secret ballot. According to the Associated Press, each of the state's 10 electors wrote the name of the candidate on a sheet of paper and then put the paper in a pine box. The electors did not sign their ballots. All 10 of the ballots ought to have had John Kerry's name written on them, since all 10 electors were pledged to Kerry. But one elector wrote John Edwards' name instead. None would admit to having done it, and it's possible none of them actually remembers having done it. So Minnesota's errant elector is not only faithless, but faceless. In having its electors cast secret ballots, Minnesota was arguably honoring the spirit of Article II. The principle of secret ballots didn't become the norm until the late 19th century, but by current custom, when we say ballot, we mean secret ballot. It's the sort of thing good government types always approve of, but in this instance, Minnesota's scruples were misplaced. When a ballot is cast in secret in an ordinary election, the result is good for democracy because no voter need worry about being criticized or penalized over his choice. But when a ballot is cast in secret in the Electoral College, the result is bad for democracy for precisely the same reason. We want electors to worry about being criticized or penalized over their choice because electors aren't supposed to exercise choice in the first place. Secrecy makes it impossible to know whether the elector did what the voters sent him to do. It renders the Electoral College unaccountable to the people. If you think this is all airy theory, consider this. In the election of 1800, a New York elector named Anthony Lispinard contemplated a faithless vote. It would have replaced presidential candidate Thomas Jefferson with his running mate, Aaron Burr. Lispinard tried to cast his ballot in secret. In those days, votes were cast separately for presidential and vice presidential candidates, and whoever received the second highest number of electoral votes took the number two spot. Burr was close enough to Jefferson's electoral count that, had Lispinard followed through on this plan, Burr would have been elected president. In the end, Lispinard was pressured to vote publicly for Jefferson. The result was a tie that tossed the election into the House of Representatives, which eventually selected Jefferson.
Opinion from Timothy Noah, who criticizes the Electoral College and writes the Chatterbox column for Slate.